Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, March 26th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and on this rather overcast Thursday morning, we've prepared a message that we hope will indeed encourage you and challenge you. It's titled, Be My Witnesses, and is based on a scripture text, the words of our Lord Jesus, in Acts 1, verse 8.
And this is a favorite verse because we memorized this in our Acts class in Bible college. Many of you will know it as well. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
One of the outstanding features we have observed living here in rural Pennsylvania is the amount of creative testimony for the Lord, such as the simple message, God is love, written high on a huge silo, or a rustic but thought-provoking scripture verse on a sign along the road. In fact, today we have one that's about 15 miles from our home that says, Are you sure you're on the right road? Along with a scripture verse to look up.
Our hearts are especially blessed as we drive up I-83 from Baltimore and see a barn with a huge mural depicting our Lord carrying his cross and these words boldly printed, He suffered for you. The mural is in vibrant color and due to its placement on a very busy interstate highway is surely seen by thousands every day. Today we may not have a large barn on which to display a witness for Christ, but we have the promised Holy Spirit to empower us to be witnesses for the living Lord who indeed suffered and died for each one of us. His calling for our lives remains the same. Be my witnesses.
Mike and Kathy Matangelo are longtime friends who were in our church in northern Pennsylvania. In fact, they were in the very first service we had in 1977. For many years, Mike directed a boys' program in our church called Royal Rangers, impacting scores of boys for Jesus Christ, many who are now faithfully serving the Lord as adults. Well, they now live in North Carolina and are both involved in prison ministry and a mentoring-type program seeking to share their faith in Christ. Saturday afternoon, he called me and shared that they had just returned from a special outreach day, which resulted in a number of the prisoners accepting Christ as their personal Savior. Mike and Kathy are staying active as his witnesses.
Pastor Stephen Coles observes, and I quote him, "The disciples were to be Christ's witnesses. Is this a command or a prophecy? Both. There is a sense in which every Christian is a witness. The question is, are we effective witnesses or are we a hindrance to the cause of Christ? The word witness is a major theme in Acts, occurring 39 times. Since it is the Lord's command and since we cannot escape being witnesses of some sort, it behooves us to seek by our godly lives and by our clear verbal witness to bring glory to Jesus Christ.
The book of Acts is a record of the obedience of the early church to this command. And surely, this command remains throughout the church age. Today, the Holy Spirit continues to empower believers all over the world to be witnesses for Christ as they let their light shine in vibrant testimony for Him. Well, our question for us and for you is today, how are you going to let your light shine and be His witness?
Let's all pray together. Father, we are a chosen generation, a royal people who have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, we go forth and shine your light through our works, our attitudes, our holy lives, and by our verbal witness. May we bring you glory as others see your light shining through us, and may we see others come to Christ. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. That is our prayer today. We do have a couple of suggested songs today in both interesting versions. One is the little children's song that I'm sure most of you have sung. It's called This Little Light of Mine, and I found an interesting a cappella version by a group called the Close Harmony Friends, which I believe, based upon what I can detect, are from Slovakia. They have slight accents as well. It will sure have your toes tapping. Another is a song that Brooksine suggests today. Great song. We recall singing as a chorus throughout probably the 80s and 90s, and to this day called Freely, Freely. Well, the first version that came up on YouTube in my search was the Maranatha Singers country version. That's a little bit different as well. Both of these are available as a video link. It'll open up a separate page, and then you can click to play a YouTube-type video. Well, have a blessed day today, and indeed continue to let His light shine and be His witnesses.